good morning, good noon time, good noon 30, good afternoon, good evening, good night, whatever time of day it is. I want you to know, I'm Lynn Ferguson and I approve this message. I'm Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, your host here on the show. Lynn Spins is a podcast dedicated to Black life in America and all over the world in music. So today I want to talk about Queen Cleopatra and the coloreds claiming her. Yes, I said the coloreds. We, the Black people, the Negroes. Want to know more? Want to know more? Well, you just sit back, relax. Why don't you grab a snack and let's jump in. Lynn's. So throughout history, there have been Cleopatra films created. The most notable is 1963's Cleopatra, which is an over 3-hour film dedicated to a white Cleopatra and a white cast of just about everybody, the Egyptians, everyone. We could talk about 1963's Cleopatra. We could talk about Cleopatra, played by Gal Gadot. We could talk about 1999's Cleopatra, that was devoted to a non-Black Cleopatra as well. I mean, honestly, there are so many films. There's Julius Caesar, which might have Cleopatra in it, I don't recall. Then there's Netflix's series starring a Black Cleopatra. Netflix is being sued by an Egyptian, more specifically an Arab lawyer named Mahmoud Al-Samari. He filed his suit Sunday, so just a few days ago, shortly after Netflix released a trailer for the upcoming documentary Queen Cleopatra, which depicts the ruler as a Black woman. She's played by Adele James, who is I believe she's a biracial actress, and it's going to be a watch, and everyone in the world is going to want to watch it, even the people who claim they don't. I just find it so funny that the first time that we have a Black Cleopatra, that is when the lawsuits come in. He said every other person can play Cleopatra except a Black woman, not a slave. And it's funny because the comments that people are posting on Adele's, you know, Instagram or Twitter and things like that are from people who, by the way, both of these people who I'm going to read from have very pale white. So now Cleopatra was a white Greek. She wasn't even Egyptian. Oh, okay. Why are you stealing the identity and civilizations of other countries? I pity you. I find it funny that the first time I see some Arabic person saying something like this with a fucking, you know, pale white wannabe K-pop star as their profile picture, of course it's when a Black woman plays her rightful place as a queen. Not when a white person played the same character, not when anybody else played the same character. Not even when an Indian woman played the same character. It's crazy. So the lawyer went on to report that most of what Netflix platform displays does not conform to Islamic and societal values and principles, especially Egyptian ones. Oh, of course. So that's why when the biggest principle is broken, you are out here filing a lawsuit, you know, them depicting someone as Black as a slave. Couldn't be. You will never. That's how much we are permanently slaves in people's minds. You disrespect them more so than anything else when you have a Black person playing them in a film or a series. And then something. Now, Jada Pinkett Smith is involved as an executive producer on the show, according to the Huffington Post. And they also consulted a historian who is an Egyptologist. And she wrote or sad, like given that Cleopatra represents herself as an Egyptian, it seems strange to insist on depicting her as wholly European, said Sally Ann Ashton, an Egyptology expert who Netflix said was interviewed in the series. She goes on to add that Cleopatra ruled in Egypt long before the Arab settlement in North Africa. I'm so glad that she spoke to that. If the maternal side of her family were indigenous women, they would have been African. And this should be reflected in contemporary representations of Cleopatra. So quite frankly, it seems that this biracial girl is the best person to play Cleopatra. So the lawyer who sued Al-Samari said Netflix is trying to promote the Afrocentric thinking, which includes slogans and writings aimed at destroying and erasing the Egyptian identity. No, it's aimed at exposing the lies that you all as Arabs have propagated by and perpetuated by exposing the reality of ancient Egypt, or Kemet, if you will. See, this is a part of why there's fighting so hard to get CRT banned and to get any kind of history that's true, banned, because it's for the same reason that it's already been banned to tell us that Napoleon shot off the nose of the Sphinx. It's for the same reason that we're not ever taught in school why the noses are removed from any of the mummies, all of the mummies, all of the artifacts that come from Egypt that depict humans, you know, all of their noses are missing. It's the same reason that they make up a lie when they do tell you why those noses are missing. And they claim that apparently the noses out of everything that could be chipped off of any human remains, off of any artifact, somehow it always ended up being the nose. The most identifiable feature of a Black person. One of them. It's the same reason that we only learn about slavery and Jim Crow when it comes to Black history. It's the same reason that we don't even learn about everything that happened during then. Because they don't want us to know the history of our people. Meanwhile, they say that we're uneducated. We're uneducated. We're super uneducated for not knowing the history of anything, and for not knowing anything. But the history that they teach in school, that they want you to abide, is the history that is not existent. It is a fiction. It's a fiction. They have claimed our history for so long. They've gotten to the point in the past few decades where they completely just take away Africa from Africa. They won't even acknowledge certain places in Africa as African places because Arab people have taken over those places and or infiltrated at the very least. They act like the people who walk around Egypt right now are the Egyptians, the original people who created what we see. Everything that was created that we marvel at to this day and have throughout centuries, every single thing was created by Black people. Every single thing. The pyramids, the hieroglyphics, the wigs. Every single thing. And you can tell because you can see how they treat their history, their alleged history, these current alleged Egyptians. They let everybody and their mama, especially if they're white, come up in there and infiltrate and dig up, excavate, and violate the things in those sacred areas. They've been doing it for centuries. But we're the monsters for depicting the real history by putting a Black woman in her place as Queen Cleopatra. Whatever. And it's just so funny to me because recently there was, there's this current big uproar about teens wilding out in Chicago and shit and taking over the streets. Black teens specifically. And of course, you know, the fear mongering starts. The same thing with the Black Lives Matter protests and all this other stuff. But it's just so funny to me because it's like, this is what white people do. This is white people's pastimes. Those pitchforks and torches in Frankenstein aren't the only place we've seen those throughout history. They didn't just chase Frankenstein and werewolves and vampires with pitchforks and fucking torches. And they had a lot more in tow when they did chase the other people they chased. Black people, Native people, Latin people. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, if we just think about the riots that have happened throughout history, just for sports alone, when a team wins in a specific city, a lot of the time, white people will leave the stadium and tear up the city. They'll tear up the city. They will literally riot all over the city, burning cars. Do you remember Philadelphia? When all those white people tore up the town because the Eagles won a few years back. It's probably like 5 years ago or so. Yet, here we are. You know? Here we are in 2023, and these hoes are acting like January 6th was a walk in the park, and everything a black person does is a riot. So much so that they will literally take the jobs away from black representatives like they did in Tennessee with both of the Justins, just because they protest. Y'all, you can't make this shit up. We got a fight on our hands. We have got a fight on our hands. We asked for it, though. You know? I'm ready. We asked for it. We have been demanding justice. We've been much more vocal about Black lives, Black rights, reparations. These things are coming to a head. And this is the darkest time before the storm ends. So buckle up, hoes. Get ready, because it's about to go down even more so than it already has. It's already going. This is the go down. I'm Lynn Ferguson, also known as Lynn Tennyson, your host here on the show. And I want to see you next time we jump in. Lynn's.